Section 1 of a Study in the Psychology of Religious Phenomena. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Kurt Walton. A Study in the Psychology of Religious Phenomena by James H. Loeba. From the American Journal of Psychology, Volume 7, Number 3, April 1896, Section 1. Introduction. The passage from the standpoint of knowledge, for knowledge's sake, to that of knowledge for life's sake, expresses one of the aspects of the widest movement of modern intellectual evolution. Our age, and in particular the Anglo-Saxon race, has gained the reputation of being intensely practical. This tendency has a deeper philosophical meaning than is generally recognized. As the child passes with advancing years from actions having no objective end to activities for definite results, in a like manner do nations turn from the delusive grandeur of the knowledge for knowledge's sake ideal to that of knowledge for life's sake, and substitute the gospel of being and of doing for that of knowing. Intellectual pursuits have been powerfully stimulated, and their direction much altered by this great life wave. Until the beginning of our century, the formal operations of the mind and the framing of cosmological schemes were the chief objects of philosophical meditation. Schopenhauer, following in the steps of some predecessors and reacting against what we like to call static philosophy, brought us face to face with the unconscious, the emotional, the striving forces of nature. Up to him, philosophy was anatomical. He made it physiological. It is in psychology that we find this practical tendency working the most decisive changes. With the increased interest in the impulsive, the instinctive, the affective side of life in general, a number of new lines of research, all having a close relation to life, have been opened. Child study, the psychology of growth, of adolescence, of sex, some branches of anthropology, psychiatry. And instead of standing aloof from life on barren heights, modern psychology feeds on biology and on physiology, and is the handmaid of pedagogy and of ethics. There remains a domain in which psychological science has not yet planted its standard. It has ignored the manifestation of religious life. Yet there are few questions engrossing so much the attention of our thinking world as that of religion, and there are no spheres in which more powerful creative forces are at work. The fall of Christian orthodoxy is accompanied with a recrudescence of religious fervor. Neo-Christian movements are in progress in France and in Germany, and have long since begun to agitate England and the United States. All over the civilized world, men's hearts and brains are in a travail with a new revelation. It is true that a great deal of historical and philosophical work bearing on the religious problem has been done during the past decades, but no researches from the standpoint of modern psychology on the subjective phenomena of religious life have appeared. Comparative studies of religions, historical accounts of their growth and development, investigations into the content of religious consciousness are valuable contributions to our knowledge. They accomplished for religion what would have been done for medicine before dissection was practiced by historical researches, comparative expositions of the various notions and systems in vogue in different countries, and the like, all of which is very good and useful. But the essential work, the scientific work par excellence, that was to give to medicine a solid foundation, was the actual study of the body by means of scalpel and microscope. If religion has any reality, it must perforce express itself in psychic and physiological phenomena. The work of a true science of religion, as we understand it, is to find out what these subjective manifestations are, and then to treat them as it would any other psychic fact. Neither the theories nor the external practices, rites or ceremonies, but the deeper subjective realities experienced by the individual, constitute the material out of which the new revelation will issue. Never mind the old and the new popular beliefs concerning these realities. Never mind the body of doctrines held by the subject of these experiences. Mind the subjective fact in itself. To it, science must apply its tools, for it is the essence of religious life. After all, the questions which must be solved are the following. What are the gifts in the hands of religion?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?